Blog Talk Radio.
Black House. Black House. Gilroy. Molotov cocktails, I brought a match. Let's play Griffith. Tweet about that.
Yeah,
I'll never burn down my neighborhood.
No.
But downtown Cleveland's really good.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial, see the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Me and my posse bound to come through. We'll make like my brothers in Cairo. It's Cashmere
Jackson
through the front door. Hail Mary Jackson, I'm in defiance. I wage war on this piece of land. Guardian angels, their pastor angel,
the
big cops praise at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Month after, they killed Santa Melissa. I got your ear. You better listen. You better not ask me the reason why. I'm tired of black folks dying. Black killer black, they go to jail. Cop killer black, they never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW.
Reload.
Got me down to at the fool. Top shot. 137 times. Big in this. 137 rhymes.
Damn.
Melissa.
Tanisha.
Samir. That bullshit go in this year.
We will.
You get the look by. You get the ride by. Down dirty music. Instead of fire by. Instead of fire by. Instead of fire by.
We call that homicide. The government go aside. Over time go inside. Got you stuck in the ghetto, and you trying to get out. My liberty was my freedom, my destiny was to try. And nobody know what's going on, cause everybody's high. So accept the person, see it as a perfect time. For you short and high, look how the game designed. But it ain't a mystery, I'm not a day. Tell who survived. It seems like all my people going with the lies. It's that real lyrics, let's cut that cat rapping down. Seen it be less drop-offs than more Catholic gowns. I had to see it for myself, I'm educated from the crowd. Generation played out, they got you beat.
Hey,
so you went to a safe house. Another death in my family, like intervention, break the place out. And I know we about to break the space out. Politician, you can't hang out.
No
government official do anything to get their name out. It's no doubt, legacy
my
blackout found the sheriff, they can't stop.
And of course, welcome to none other than.
I like that. Hey, yeah. Once I catch it, yeah. Dice country. Yo, what's the process? And I turn around every day, I'm waking up, I'm in the projects. East Cleveland, I'm trying to make it, get a profit. But I'm stuck because I'm trying to make a dollar. After mama, I tell her from the greed, police killing me.
And like I said before, welcome to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, and news. Again, that's music, activism, and news. And we just want to say we appreciate you all tuning in once again to none other than blogtalkradio.com, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 4, Verse 23. That's definitely music, activism, news. Man is the abbreviation for the show, and that is, of course, none other than, like I say, that music, activism, and news. And you can always feel free to call into this particular show. And that number is 646-478-0944. As I go through my disclaimers for everybody who's tuning in, listening in, and all of that type of good stuff as well. Man, have a lot to go into and talk about this fine evening. So, you know, I'm very thankful that you all have tuned in once again. Got some things that we're working on. And for everybody who's out there, hey, like I say, I thank you in advance. So with that being said, definitely enjoying everything that's going on here. Always a pleasure to be on the air. And I'm looking at none other than the 216-209-4408. That's on the air. That's on the line. I'll be with you real shortly, 216-209, followed by 216-406. But I do need to get three disclaimers out of the way. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. Everyone has thoughts, and I believe that you should always, always listen to whoever calls in, like I'm doing at 216-209. How are you doing out there?
Pretty good, brother. How you doing, my man? This is John from Black Hunters.
Man, what's going on with you, brother?
Oh, man, I've been so busy, man. As you know, you see I've been dropping video left and right. And,
you know, I want to say I appreciate you calling in because I noticed the videos, and I want to say I appreciate the fact you've been dropping very professional videos down as usual, so I'm not surprised at that, not at all. But what's going on, and why are you going so hard, man?
Well, it's a lot of things we got to cover, man. I mean, I know you noticed the content of the song play and everything. Because we're talking about the struggle, and there's a lot of people that's not identifying themselves with the struggle, and they're from that. And I think that's where we had, like, this generational gap. You know, a lot of young brothers that got caught up in this whirlwind, and they're not able-minded and able-bodied to speak on these positions that we all are in. You know, they're being controlled by all kinds of different sectors, and there ain't no ropes on us. We own our own cameras. We own our own business, so we're going to make it a point to address these issues that we're dealing with as black folk. As black white folk, I should say, because, you know, I do have enough knowledge to know that the ones that's a little bit well off as black folk are doing a little bit better for themselves, but once again, it's a gap. They're not knowing about the stories and the situations that their phone folks are dealing with, so they can reach back and pull them up out of this situation.
And I definitely Hey, I appreciate you still dealing with that type of subject matter in music, man, making things look professional. And I have one question for you. Well, really two. Number one, how can they go about seeing that video? And number two, how can they contact you all?
Okay, you can see that video on YouTube. That's BLAQODESSY. Once you search that, it'll come up. That's one of the newest videos we got. It's just a day old, and it's called Black Made, BLAQMADE. And the second part of your question was, how can they contact us? You can contact me through our fan page on Facebook, BLAQODESSY. You can contact us, me personally, John Allen, on Facebook. It's a black and white picture of me with the guy with glasses on. You can, man, we got so many contacts, Reverb, SoundCloud, all under the Black Odyssey tag. So you follow the Black Odyssey tag and you definitely will find us. That's BLAQODESSY.
Man, I appreciate that. Man, I have been a part of so many different things that you all have been doing. It's always, always an honor to be a part of those things. As a matter of fact, I was wondering, man, because anybody who's online, if you're not doing anything, we have something special. What's going on with you this coming Saturday evening?
Oh, man. We're filming for our next video. Actually, we're going to start doing some things for our next video. It's called Keep Praying, and it's a direct, it's a direct pitch on, direct product on what the situations we're dealing with, and we're going to call out their names.
Cool.
We're going to call out these brothers' names that that is police brutality. We're going to put their names up in this video. And in the situations that we're going to get you, we're going to tell you to also keep praying along with that, just like the song says. So we're going to start
all right.
This weekend, and then on the 20th, next Saturday, we're going to be wrapping that up, and it takes always 3 weeks to edit with us, and we're going to go from there.
Hey, we look forward to it, brother, and may you all stay safe. I think you'll appreciate some of the things that are going on for the rest of this program, and definitely wish the rest of the people involved will definitely Black Odyssey the very best, man, because y'all been doing it for some years, and I'm proud that you all never slowed down.
No, we can't slow down, man. There's too much going on for us to slow down, man. We got to uplift the soldiers that's still out here.
I feel you. Keep rolling, brother.
Right. Thank you a lot, brother. God bless.
No problem. God bless you. As a matter of fact, I let people know if something happens and you want to call back in, you can always hang up and call back in, or those who hadn't pressed the one key can always press that one key. I want to let people know real quick while I'm looking at it that this Saturday, June the 13th, voiceatradio.com's Flowmasters presents Movie Night, which is 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., and the NWA documentary and the Warriors will be playing free of charge. And that will be happening. Plus, you can bring a CD for consideration to be on the Hoodopoly movie soundtrack. And that soundtrack already has Immortal Thugs, Poison Ivy, Sheriff Kilroy, Black House, Suave Gotti, and the Music to Ride By video will be featured on that big screen as well. And this is definitely from the Black Studies Department in conjunction with which I'm thankful that I'm on the Black Studies Committee Advisory Board. And that will be happening at 1899 Euclid Avenue, main classroom building. You can enter on the Chester's or the Euclid side of East 22nd. You can go to large room 136. Now, if anybody who calls up later on, they want, they say so, and they're not doing anything on that evening, you have the Standing Ovation Party coming up in honor of Gloria James, Outstanding Mother of the Year Award, along with other honorees. What an inspiration Mrs. James is to young single mothers and others struggling with their children today, having to make tough decisions, as hundreds of men are coming to salute and honor beautiful women at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex, 11209 Kinsman Avenue, Saturday, June the 13th, 2015, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., hot music by DJ One and None. Performing, you will have such people as Humble G, the Fiddler, Timothy Cox, Simply Sister Bonita, Mutants of the Rhythm Room featuring Red Stripe, and Sister Alonda, as well as Queen Nana. And that will be going on this coming Saturday evening, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. BYOB, tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. For more contact, you can dial 216-486-0236. That's 216-486-0236 or 216-990-0679 or 216-804-7462. Sponsored by the First Ladies Dynasty Social Club, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. So after having gotten those things out of the way, and I'm looking at the 216-406 number before I go to you and see if you want a ticket. Ooh, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Number 10, working our way to top spot, number 1. Number 10, Ballhead Fred. Number 9, Queen Nana. Number 8, moving up, Ladyhood Stars. Number 7, debuting, upcoming Standing Ovation. Already got into that. Number 6, King Solomon Kane. Number 5, the debut. Man, my man, Terry Miles, A&R, No Limit Records, all of that. Movie premiere that happened last Thursday at the Cedar Lee Theater. Had to put that in there because that movie theater featured Urban Survival's Boss Game. And to see them up there representing the city like that and about to take it back on a nationwide level is lovely. Number four, Black House Sounds. Sheriff, My Movie 6, the video for My Movie 6, Joseph Motley Jr. And the name of that song is really Music to Ride By. And number three, that BMA theme, The Bus. Over 3,600 people have heard it this far. And more on that in just a little while. Number two, moving up, Never Ignorant, Getting Goals Accomplished, Oppressed People's Nation, King Swisher. And number one, finally, debuting at the number one spot, my man Gambino Red. So, you know, we made it. Well, hey, he made it to number one. What I Die For. Brothers always talked about certain things from Gang Unity to Panthers and everything like that. So with that being said, before I go to the 772 number, I'm going to go, like I said, to the 216406 number because they've heard me running my mouth since the beginning. So 216406, how you doing?
Brother Al Porter, this is Tina Hobson of I Am a Superwoman Radio, and I am doing great tonight. Thank you.
You know, it's an honor that you called because you are a superwoman, with that being said. Author, talk show host, I would say motivational speaker, leader. See, I pay attention to these things. So how are you doing this fine evening?
I know you watching me. I can feel you. I can feel you. And number one, I called in to support you. I keep hitting that I'm going to be here button and conference call here, conference call there, and I always miss it. I'm like, oh, I be pulling my weave because it's like, oh, God, I missed it again. And but tonight I was able to get here, and let me tell you, it is an honor. It is an honor for me to support you as you have supported me. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that so much because a lot of people don't realize that we can't make it if we don't support each other, especially when we're doing good things because it's so easy to find somebody who'll get out there and say, man, I ought to smack so-and-so upside the head. Yeah, let's go do that. But when it comes to doing something right, sometimes it's like pulling teeth.
Absolutely. You know, I just got off of Mr. Charles Yancey's call, and I was able to jump right on this one. And like I said, you guys have been my Superman. You've been supporting me from day one, and it's only right, more than right, that I be here for you too. Because we need each other. You know,
yes,
no
we
Superman
do.
Without a Superwoman. There's no Superwoman without a Superman. Okay, we go ahead and
tell the truth. Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, I want to ask you to let everybody who may not have ever paid attention to me when I mentioned your show or what have you, if you could let people know, number one, when your show comes on, and number two, how can people, like, go about purchasing your books and, you know, that type of stuff?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, number one, I am a Superwoman Radio. I air every Friday night without interruption. On Blog Talk Radio, I Am a Superwoman 2, 9 o'clock p.m. to 11 o'clock p.m. every Friday night. And, oh, Brother Porter, let me tell you, guys, you've got to call in this month. I have designated the month of June since it's Father's Day. And, you know, I just lost my dad a few weeks ago. I have designated June as Superman month. So I've got a lineup that will knock you off your feet. We started last Friday. We will go through the end of the month. I've even added some special shows off the schedule that are going to be of interest. We're talking about everything. We're talking about last Friday we talked briefly about I was able to co-interview, Judge Joe Brown. And he has this man-up movement, okay? And, my goodness, it was deep. I had brother Daryl Freeman, Jr., and we lit the mic up. Yes, we did. So all of my shows are archived, So anybody here, you all you have to do is go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/ I am a superwoman too. All of my shows are archived right there. And like I said, I air every Friday night at 9 o'clock p.m. And my
Thank
book.
You so much. Yes?
Okay. And I am so excited. Oh, How He Loves Me. Reflections of God's Love for Me and for You. And again, part of the dedication is to my dad. He was still alive when the book launched. But in the meantime, he's passed. But part of the dedication is to him and the love that he has showed me over, you know, so he was my stepdad, but I would have, it's not written that he was my stepdad. He was my dad. Him and my mom have been married for almost 43 years. So he was the only dad that I really, really, really knew. So, Oh, How He Loves Me, Reflections of God's Love for Me and for You. It can be purchased on Amazon.com, international bestseller. Yes, God.
There you go.
And also on BarnesandNoble.com, you can purchase it there. If you're in the Cleveland area, my book is available at Tributes Bookstore, Spiritual Gift Shop, 686 Broadway Avenue in Bedford, Ohio. Beautiful downtown historic Bedford, Ohio. The owner is Carmen Carter. Oh my goodness, you go in there, Brother Al, and you will just be blown away. She's got spiritual gifts, jewelry, gifts for people in recovery. She's got a man, the man cave. Okay, with all the man spiritual books and everything. Man, let me tell you, this shop is off the chain. You will not leave out there the same way you went in. It is just that spiritual. And we connected last week. She's now carrying my book there. And I'm also having my book a book signing there on July the 25th from 2 to 4, 686 Broadway Avenue, Bedford, Ohio.
Thank you. And when I go into that shop, I'm going to make sure that I've mentioned that I heard it from I Am a Superwoman, Tina Hobson.
There you go. There you go. She is sweet as pie, spirit, just sent from heaven. She was just sent from heaven. And I love her. And she will do you swell. Believe me. Believe me. That shop is beautiful.
I appreciate it. You know something?
And
I thank you very much.
Black-owned and operated, might I say. Okay.
Add that in there because that's very important.
Let me say that.
Yeah.
You know, black.
And that
black
is
black
so
story,
important.
You know.
I'm going to give you.
Black businesses.
I'm going to give you 1 minute to expound on why that is so important.
Oh, 1 minute? You know I like to talk. I just used up 30 seconds.
I know that. That's why I say I'm giving you. I want you to add in there because you just touched on something that I might not have even been hitting on this evening. So I want you to spell that out.
You know, it's very, very important that we as African-American men and women and children support each other. Our businesses have diminished. You know, the media and society has literally thrown us into a category of throwaways. You know, they're killing us, they're raping us, they're trying to destroy us, but they can't do it because they are not the greatest power on this earth. Okay, it's
That's
just
true.
not true. And so when we know that there are businesses out here ran by African-American males and females, ladies and gentlemen, that's where our power is. Our power is green. You know, our power is red, the blood. It's green, the dollar.
Yes.
And we've got to do it within ourselves. And, you know, if we don't talk about who we are, what we're doing, and support each other by promoting, because who would have known, not very people would have known, that Carmen has this beautiful store surrounded by European, you know, Americans. She's in the middle of downtown Bedford, Ohio, an African-American female who is flourishing in her business. So we've got to come in there. We've got to support her, you know, because they really don't want us there. But when we got the dollar, they can't stop us. You know, they can't stop us. And as long as we put the money in there, she can stay. She will stay because God says so. All right? So
well, since you said that, I'm going to say to ask you the same thing, and that is, what's going on with you this coming Saturday evening at 9 p.m.?
This Saturday evening at 9 p.m., I'm going to be at the standing ovation party.
Uh-oh. Then I think I'll be calling you back off the air, because, boom, I put it out there as an advertisement for a reason. So, man in the street, we got your back on that one. So, you have a blessed evening and enjoy the rest of tonight's program.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Before I go to pick on this next phone caller of 216-772, I know you've been, you know, putting up with my mouth all evening. You just have to wait just a little bit longer, but I promise I'll get to you. I just want to throw out a couple of things, get into one announcement, one storyline. I just want to let people know all together some other things that are happening. Headquarters, 7 to 9 p.m., 14715 Euclid Avenue, Leroy intersection. A few of my friends decided Al Porter Jr., for what you've been doing, everything like that. We'll have a birthday party at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated BMA headquarters. Since I'm thankful to be another year old by June 24th, then my man HJS, DJ Dollar Rock from the Hip Hop Workshop will be there. Then, of course, the following Friday, HJS will have a world premiere video set from the Kinsman County artist King Mooter, featuring Miss Cream of the Crop, who will interview the King. That's Friday, June the 26th, 7 to 9 p.m., Cleveland State University, 1899 Main Classroom Building, Large Room 136, enter from Euclid or Chester side. Then Sunday, June the 28th, the Red Carpet Awards, 5 to 9 p.m., 7001 Denison Avenue, SAC Music Hall. I'm very thankful that I was nominated for the Legendary Award. Being nominated says a lot. You don't even have to win something like that. I can always say just the nomination means a lot. Before going to 216-486 phone number, I know I'll be going to 216-772. I just want to at least speak on one issue, if I can, that Umoja Festival and Parade was on Saturday, and I loved a lot of it, but I felt that it was also sad that the Black Shield president, Lynn Hamtonio's dream, an all-Afrocentric festival, and this one happened to be one of the shortest parade lineups, where I know that more Black people should have been a part of this parade, but what's sad to me is that more Black politicians should have definitely been a part of the parade, besides just, you know, the politicians who would come, like Judge Ed Wade or Judge Tarver. It's kind of sad that you didn't have Mayor Frank Jackson or a majority of your Black city council. Then again, besides Zach Reed, no council people really showed up to see Reverend Al Sharpton's Cleveland speech, and none showed, including the mayor, to support President Obama the second time around, but I digress. Now, you should know that many Black politicians are at the Latino Festival. Some will show up for the Asian Festival. None really showed up this year, but won't show up to or support a festival that was created to cause pride in our own community. I mean, last year, Hamtonio had put out there during an interview that he had asked Black Councilman Jeff Johnson to help with backing the event, and ask him, what does this have to do for my ward? Now, what does it do? Isn't it high crime in our hood? Since we don't feel good about ourselves, you have a festival where jazz poets, a drum line, drum call, blues band, the Shaw Band, Pride of Glenville Band, the People's Black Panther Party, who would break down the importance of Marcus Garvey and the meaning of the red, black, and green flag, as well as unity. I was thankful to be on stage as a flag bearer. And even though the Panthers didn't march in the parade, you know, their feelings, they didn't want to march alongside the police, but I was very thankful that the Black Man Army was out in front alongside Ronnie B as our red, black, and green flag helped lead the way. It's sad that this year the vendors equal the crowd, which may have something to do with pay in the park, cool weather, but it's a shame when some of us go into rib cook-offs, paying money to go watch Cavs watch parties, but ignore the Moja Festival. With that being said, I'm going to go pick on this phone caller who's been very patient. 216-772, how are you?
I'm good. Sorry, let me get you off speaker.
That's all right, man. We can hear you.
Okay.
What's happening with you?
Well, lots of stuff. I guess I want to speak that about the march on the 10th, Wednesday at 10 a.m.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be at, this is good for the justice for the 137 shots, the Cleveland atrocity,
okay.
Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. And it's a march that starts out at 2100 Lakeside, which was where the 61-car chase went by at one point.
Yes.
No, they went up into the Heritage Middle School in East Cleveland. So the march goes from 2100 Lakeside at 10 a.m. We rally there and go all the way up to Heritage Middle School to, you know, honor the fallen victims and to bring you know, focus on the fact that we really need to fire all these cops, and it's I don't know that they can be still be indicted, probably not, I don't know, but they should be fired. They don't need to be working, and further, their pensions should be grabbed, like our president of Dave, the President Carl Stokes Brigade, Dave Patterson, always says, this is how we make an indentation in the injustice and the lack of, you know, lack of accountability. And so, you know, there's so much, Al. And the consent decree is out this week. Is going to be in court this week on the 12th with Judge Solomon Oliver. And there's, I'm switching gears just a little bit because I want to talk about two things. And there's some folks that think that consent decree isn't going to do any good. And but we've also had presentations. There's a few good things in it. It seems to lack teeth. Here's one good thing. Bias-free policing will be instituted, but the thing is, they're doing it for it's not going to be until 18 months. Why does it take so long to create a new policy? Bias-free policing documents the stops that they make, so you can get some data on if they're stopping African Americans more than others, you know, or Latinos more than others in certain neighborhoods, or are some neighborhoods over-policed to a point of intimidation, which, you know, could incite, you know, it's just not a good way of community policing, all right, you know, as we know. So anyway, we'll have the data with this bias-free policing, and also there's people have recourse if they do feel there's bias against them, racial discrimination or, you know, gender identity discrimination or others, you know, or disabilities, you know, like Kenesha Anderson and so many others that have been brutalized, you know, like a man that might use sign language and he's deaf and the cop doesn't understand that and he thinks he's making
gotcha.
A hand motion at him and he gives him a felony for being deaf. You know, I mean, that's the kind of shit that's been happening. Excuse me, pardon me. The kind of stuff that's been happening.
We good.
So we're having, actually there's a meeting tomorrow, 4 o'clock to 6 at African American Studies. This is Don Bryan. I'm with the Civil Human Rights Coalition, and we have people in our coalition that are on both sides of the issue. Some think it should be dumped, the consent decree, and others are of the mind that we can put in, get some letters off to the judge, or actually to the DOJ and the city of Cleveland and potentially the judge before the 12th, so we're hopping on this. We met last Friday as well to show the red flags in the thing, in the consent decree, where it lacks, you know, the fact that the mayor is appointing the people that are going to be on the selection committee that picks the Community Police Commission, which AKA would be a civilian review board. But even that has little teeth and no real enforcement powers. So we're going to be writing up a couple letters in the next few days and get them there before the 12th, Friday, to, like I said, who they're going to influence the, you know, community involvement, to increasing community involvement, and to get the judge to maybe open his ears. He's one of the best judges that we could have gotten, Solomon Oliver, he's got a good reputation, seems to be fair. I don't know if anybody's got any bad stories about him, but I haven't heard any yet.
Okay.
Any case, he can do a couple things with that consent decree. He could open up a three-month period of public comment, you know, or he could sign it that day and it becomes the law, you know. So, but we want to influence him on the very bad parts of the consent decree and maybe suggest some people that we think should be on that selection committee to pick the police commission, the community police commission. Sorry, that's a mouthful. Okay, there you have it. Meeting tomorrow at 4 on that at room 137 or 138, African American Studies, you'll find us. Main classroom building, about 22nd in Euclid. And then Wednesday is the march at 10 a.m. at 2100 Lakeside to the Heritage Middle School for Justice on the 137 Cleveland atrocity.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. And if you hold on to the line, I'm pretty sure you'll hear some interesting things. Thank you, as always.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome, brother. As a matter of fact, you wonder why one of my three disclaimers, the first one is you get info on this show, so I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Before I bother that 216-486 phone number, I want to let people know real quick that if you use the number 646-478-0944 on a Wednesday, you can get Hood Talk Radio, which is at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. My man Emax and the Mindset, they deal with international politics broke down to local level. And in the 646-470-0944 phone number on a Friday and Saturday night, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Emax and the Mindset are once again busy with Music Business 101. So definitely, Hood Tunes Radio, they deal with nothing but music on that Friday and Saturday night. Now, as a matter of fact, while I'm thinking of things and looking at things, I might want to let people know real quick that should you choose, you can always check out the Black Man Army meetings Wednesdays at 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road intersection. That is 6 p.m. for the BMA meetings. Then the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings follow Wednesday, 7:15 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road intersection at the Resource Center. That's 44112. And wow, you've heard of some of the powerful shows that you have out earlier, so you definitely should know about Facebook or Blog Talk, D Gambit Radio, Who Has the Power Radio, Bored and Restless, Miss Contagious. Hey, I just love the fact that we had one of the earlier phone calls who has a dynamic show herself. I am a superwoman. Definitely, that's a very, very powerful, powerful show. This month of June is going to be off the chains. And I want to get into one story real quick. It should take me about a minute and a half before I go to the phone call, since it was definitely brought up by the last phone caller. I want to definitely go to maybe about a minute and a half on each story or less. And I want to thank Judge O'Donnell, who let off Officer Brillo last month for what was considered heroic actions in 137, the atrocity, the murders. Now, for the past 2 weeks, spoke on the need for drug and alcohol testing, even talked about it in public after shootings. 4 days after his acquittal, Michael Brillo was drunk and got into a fight and basically beat up his twin brother, Mark Brillo. Both were charged in Bay Village. It would be sad, though, if Brillo was found guilty for kicking his brother's behind, but not murder from firing 49 shots. I also want to talk about when people get out there and people talk about what the church isn't doing. But I also want to speak about the affidavits, because the trial for five supervisors charged with dereliction of duty with the November 29, 2012, 137 shots murder, was supposedly, they questioned that it might be moved to the East Cleveland Municipal Court. That could still happen, but the prosecutor in East Cleveland requested Michael Dunnigan, Patricia Coleman, Randolph Daly, Jason Eatons, and Paul Wilson, and offered to assist. Now, Mayor Norton had stated they might file separate charges on 13 police officers, but he reneged on that one and said he wouldn't until they looked at to see what happened wrong. All right, let's talk about what happened wrong real quick. 13 officers acted like savages and shot a vehicle 137 times. That should kind of be cut and dry, because they did go into East Cleveland and didn't ask, as their East Cleveland charter, which means the law states, they didn't ask and say, we need your help, can we come in? They just went in and unlawfully discharged weapons, which is against their law. But anyway, East Cleveland started coming out and saying things, because I want to say that I believe this wouldn't have happened if real people hadn't have come up with this 3 to 4 weeks ago. Pastor Thompson, you can go on Facebook and find Pastor Thompson. You can go on Facebook and find TUA, the Ultimate Advocates. They, along with Reverend Pinckney Butts and others, walked from Heritage and filed legal affidavits against 12 officers involved, for which I'm getting my copy together. And if people want to join in and file to bring murder charges, definitely go to Pastor Thompson's Facebook page or TUA. Stand up for yourselves and file. With that being said, I know the 216-486 number has to have gotten tired of hearing my mouth for this long. How are you? 216-486? See, they got so tired, they were like, I'm not sure what to say. As a matter of fact, I will do one thing. I'll go back and do this correctly. 216-772, were you planning on going to the Standing Ovation party this weekend?
Okay. Al?
Yes.
I have a wedding. I purchased a ticket, Donnie's donating it to someone that needed a ticket. My niece is getting married, and I'm tied up. I wish I could be there.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you can do one thing. You can let your niece know as a wedding present. You gave her a shout-out, so what is her name?
Oh, Michelle Bryant. I'm sorry, no, it's
Christy. There we go.
Christy Bryant.
No
Michelle,
problem.
Yeah, Michelle's getting married. Christy's getting married to Brian Cahoot. Yep.
Well, there you go. Let them know they got a shout-out this evening.
I will. Thank you so much. All righty. Have a good time.
You're welcome. You too. And for the 486 who wanted to be quiet, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see what I can do right now. I'm enjoying myself this evening. There are a couple other things that I might be able to get into. I'm going to say one thing, that this show, I feel the Creator allowed me to do, to be able to hear from other people and other people's viewpoints. So even though something says one thing on my...
Then they got the nerve
to right
kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Payback music.
Together and break free.
Don't you feel like season changing?
What happened? victim of destructive mental slavery. But as a people, we still crabs in a bucket. Hey, somebody gotta say something. And you ever wonder why we're killing each other when in actuality we sisters and brothers? Truth is, nothing is what it seems. Martin Luther had a dream that still remains to be seen. In my opinion, it's time to stop ignorance. Clear up the smoke from our opposing constituents. Check the complexion of the first 43. Were they all actually qualified to sit in the seat? Steve Harvey keeps bringing a spiritual direction during a time such as this. Man, I count it a blessing. Thanks to Michael Bazin for all that you do. Trayvon and Gina Six, just to name a few. Come on.
All right, Queen Nana, Black People, one of the artists that will be performing at the Standing Ovation Party. Anyone who calls in, if you want a free ticket to go to that this coming Saturday evening, just let me know. One thing I can say before I get to any more phone callers, anything like that, since I'm very fortunate with that, I want to definitely let people know you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period. Profile picture of a sheriff's hat. That's, of course, you can Facebook me at that. Also, there's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's on voiceofradio.com, Thursdays, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also like the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop on Facebook and the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM or at www.newstalkcleveland.com. And while I'm giving out all of these certain things that's happening, I just want to definitely, before I go to 216-650, let people know that June the 20th, the Hip Hop Workshop, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and Any and Earshot are invited to support Tamir Rice's mother. You know, the 12-year-old police murder victim. She's having a day of healing at the Cadell Rec Center between West 98th, Detroit, Madison, across from the West 98th Rapids, Red Line 26, the number 26 of 81 buses pass by about 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. A lot of youth will be there as well as adults. Feel free to come through. It is definitely a day of healing for everyone who'll be there. 216-650. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Brother Al?
I am doing well. What about yourself?
I'm blessed. I apologize we got cut off that first time. I was trying to get to a quiet place where I could hear you.
No problem.
Did try to get in a little earlier on tonight.
And you were very successful.
But so very thankful that I was able to get through, and I definitely want to, you know, put it out there again about my loved one that is unjustly detained, and his name is Ronald Harges, with a D, and G is in girl, E-S is his last name, and he was arrested on October 10th of last year by the city of Cleveland. It started in the county jail where he was held. From October 10th until December 23rd, after they actually coerced him to plead. And so some other things need to happen for that to change, because this is wrong, and I am so very fed up with seeing this happen to my people. It has happened to me. It is very painful. It is very degrading and very humiliating. And we as a people have to absolutely put a stop to it. And I absolutely want to see some certain things happen in order for that to happen. And he was moved, Brother Al, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
Sometime approximately, it's an approximate time in April this year from Grafton, where he's been
mm-hmm.
held all that time since December 23rd. And he was moved to a Lake Erie Correctional Institute. And I also, with all respect to you, Brother Al, just want to put my enemies on notice that have made themselves my enemies by having violated my civil rights. There is a store chain who has the name Target who unjustly accused me. They are doing a lot and have been doing a lot of insidious, duplicitous things behind the scenes and, you know, coaching other people to take, you know, up with them, basically. And I also want to put them on notice that because I know what their track record is. And, you know, when a person, Brother Al, attacks your life in different type of, you know, corrupt ways, you become very familiar with their style of attack. And, you know, it's no longer a battle from their end, at least, because it's like harassment. It becomes harassment when people are doing very childish and immature things, you know, coming near your property, coming near where you live, and, you know, trying to incite people that live near you to, you know, try to make your life uncomfortable. Well, that just shows me that they lack any kind of integrity in any kind of class. And it's absolutely not going to stop me from pursuing and obtaining justice in this matter and other matters where both Mr. Hargis's and my civil rights were violated. And I thank
and
God,
I remember,
and I'll say it. Forgive me. Go ahead.
No, I was getting ready to say I remember myself and Brother Bryant being there for, as best as possible, for Mr. Hodge. But I just want to put it out there before you conclude everything that whoever is within earshot, I respect you because by you not going anywhere, it has caused us not to go anywhere and stand beside you. We've watched different things happen and turn around for the better, and we expect it to happen in your case. So go ahead, please.
Yes, and it has gone on for quite some time, and it is very humiliating. It's very humiliating and degrading, but it is absolutely not, you know, making me lack any kind of confidence or self-respect. It just shows that these individuals, again, have no class or morals and absolutely must lack some kind of upbringing to continue to pursue a person's life in a very insidious way and do these demeaning things that are meant to make you lose confidence. But I just want to let them know that it's not going to work. They are swinging their arms at windmills. And so, you know, once they have violated your rights, and I'm speaking of the aforementioned and a few other team players are involved in this, and CMHA is one of them. As I may have mentioned, Chase Bank is definitely involved in all of this. RTA police are involved in this, and, you know, I find other things are, you know, going on. It's sometimes shortly before the show comes on, Man and or Brother Art's show come on, it's almost like, you know, this entity is trying very, very hard to try to distract or upset, hoping that it will stop me from coming on air. And so I know that you being seasoned in this regard know that these things are definitely not something that is imagined. These things happen, unfortunately, and we absolutely have to continue to stand strong and as a people.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. As a matter of fact, I will definitely keep you in mind, and we'll check and see about what your schedule might be like, you know, on one end for this Saturday evening. But I will tell you one thing, and that goes out for anybody who's also listening, that I always have to pray to keep going and keep that strength, and I hope you do as well, because no matter what is done, no matter how positive you may do things, there's always an evil presence out there or something that will drag you down or someone who will drag you down. But one thing, as long as you don't stop, it won't stop you. And I appreciate the fact that you're still standing strong.
Oh, yes.
Thank
and
you.
With good people like yourself and Brother Art McCoy, it makes it just that much more pleasant. If we can draw any pleasantries from such a very heinous and painful, degrading situation. And I will say it again, I am very thankful for you two that you absolutely don't just talk. You have been there for us, and you are still there for us. And I know, and I will put this out there, that you can try to approach Brother Art or Brother Al, but I have absolute confidence that these two men will not take down, will not back down, will not do anything insidious, as I know your track record is out there. You know who you are, and that's just a few of the aforementioned that I just mentioned. And I just want to say I thank God for you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And the Bible in Psalms 27:14 says, wait on the Lord. And I am so thankful that you brought him up. He is wonderful. And
yes,
so are you too.
Thanks again. And before you get off the phone, thank you for calling much earlier in the show. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I made it my business. I had to put some things aside. This is so very important.
And thanks again.
Okay,
as a matter of fact, no problem. You know, one, like I said at the beginning of the show, some people may not want to talk, but I might just go ahead and put them on the line anyway because I feel like everybody has something to say. Next week, I know we have to deal with everything that's going on from the Peace Alliance. I definitely wanted to deal with that issue. I didn't have any choice but to deal with that one in itself. I just wanted to say that I appreciate everybody who called in. Cleveland Sheriff's Department finished the investigation of Tamir Rice's shooting by police. They handed their findings to the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office without saying if the shooting was justified, and it will be held up until Head Prosecutor McGinty makes his decision. Now, Tamir's family made the statement that we stand extremely vigilant to bring justice to Tamir and understand the investigation into the Cleveland Police Department officers Frank Garback and Timothy Lohman is in the prosecutor's hands, and want the world to know that Tamir's family wants those investigating to consider their sworn obligation and commitment to peace, social justice, and civil rights for all. Many people from across the nation stand with justice for Tamir Rice and the city's refusal to take responsibility and indict the officers, which sparks outrage across the nation. In the midst of the Department of Justice decree, you can go online to YouTube, hit the numeral sign, Tamir Rice had a play gun, semicolon, we have real guns. Cleveland police supervisors caught on tape. Pete Santilli, that's PeteSantilli, 1,000 people have seen this YouTube interview where the Cleveland Police Department supervisor was recorded by a national reporter, and they said that they're preparing for a riot because cops will probably be found not guilty. I found that very interesting. Interview, this song was playing in the background.
Bad enough that we've been brainwashed.
As a matter of fact,
and they got the nerve to blame
you. You know, peace.
Black men,
and enjoy.
The time is now. Black men, the time is now. Black men, the time is now. Black men, the time is now. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Red, black, and green, more than a color scheme. Let's break it down, know what I mean? Red's for the blood that came from our people. Green's for the riches stole from our people. Black is the color, race of my people. Red, black, and green, our bus color people. When you see the bus, come talk to us. Black men, men in black, black men you can trust. Red, black, and green bus. The booming system plays Malcolm and Martin, so you can listen. Black men stop by, grab an application. We have a chapter now in Las Vegas. Black men stand straight, stand tall and proud. Ain't no ostrich, get your head out the ground. Black men, I'ma make it easy. You hear my voice, join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Woodland, HBD, East 55th, East 93rd, 10-5, Euclid, Kinsman, St. Clair, Superior, King Kennedy, Longwood, Lorraine, Detroit, Clark, West 130th, Madison. Know what I mean? It's a movement for self-improvement. The black man is finally doing it. It's time to link up hood to hood before cops turn our land to Rosewood. I'm lying, I won't say it twice. Ask the family of Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, Tim, Melissa. But hold up, black man's army is up to bat without holding it back. Dominant gene, the trait is black. Rodney O once said, ain't no stopping me. Stopping up the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Omar Ali Bey was the people's mayor. We bringing back the true school flavor. Message promoters just like Don King. Ignorance, apathy, knocked out the ring. From OPN to Black on Black Crime Inc. We work with those who want black men to think. As Special Ed said, think about it. It's by design, we're in this predicament. Fred Hampton, that Turner of rap. Lyrical, Geronimo Pratt. Farrakhan, Shaka Zulu, and Huey P. Stokely Carmichael, the black man army. Beachwood, Garfield, Warrensville, the Heights, Shaker, EC, Cleveland, Lee Road, Quincy, Clark. Varsity Music. Kilroy.